And I'll call this session of the week's Taney County Commission meetings to order. This is May 5th, 2011. And our first item of business is agenda requests.
That's correct.
For the upcoming week or weeks. What have you got for me?
It's all your items to discuss today.
Right, but this is something that we're going to discuss as a regular item of business, two or three of these, correct?
Those are all what is on your schedule for today.
Right. My question is, what do we not have the agenda request review for next week?
Yes.
And you have
Which
that have in front of you? Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And thank you for this packet.
You're welcome. Mayor Potter had originally requested 15 minutes with you to discuss fair site assistance. He has since come back and stated that he doesn't need to be there. It's really Dennis House who would like to speak with you.
And we are talking about when?
There's not very much time on Monday.
Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. Probably Thursday.
Are we ready to have that discussion? No? We will pick a date and we'll get that to you.
The reason I say that, Mr. Houseman, is that we are having a park board meeting tonight, and there'll be some discussion about that, I imagine, at the park board meeting.
Mr. Cummings, with the sewer board, has requested some time with you gentlemen, approximately an hour, to discuss GIS project, legal counsel, and the other two items have already been discussed or have already been scheduled.
I actually went and had stopped in yesterday and happened to run into him and had quite a lengthy discussion with him about some of these things that he's wanting to talk about. Some of those have already been answered that he didn't know about. So I don't think we need, I'm not saying that we don't need to meet with him, but what I'm saying is we sure don't need an hour from what our conversation.
Okay.
A lot of those requests were already answered.
Yes. You can do more 30 minutes, 15 minutes?
I think 15 minutes, and I'm not sure that he would have to come to us unless it's a request of the sewer board.
Okay.
He's the chair of the sewer board, but unless it's a request, because what he had to ask me was just where we were at with these different issues. As you said, legal counsel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the others was
GIS.
GIS, yes. So
would you like me to go back and speak with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I wonder if he needs to do that this week, but I don't think that he will. After discussing yesterday, I just sat down and had to.
Yes, Nikki, following his conversation that he had with Commissioner Strahan, see if he still needs the time as requested. I know that next Tuesday's already full, right?
Right.
Probably Thursday, but if in fact he feels that and the sewer board feels that he needs to chat with us, let's move forward.
I have a request for information, audit of local sales and use tax records. It's an annual form that needs to be filled out. It allows Taney County to figure TIF percentages.
Explain that again to me, please.
What it is called is a request for information, audit of local sales, use tax records, and I can show you this in here in a second. It allows Taney County to figure TIF percentages.
Who's the request by?
IT. They figure it.
We have, if I'm not mistaken, we're setting up a meeting between Rick Finley, myself, and the administrator for the city of Branson to chat about this very thing. And I think that we need to have that meeting before we move forward with this meeting. I see that Rick's on here.
This is an annual administrative form that is signed by the commission every year.
Okay, on the form that's signed, does it talk about percentages that are withheld? Well, what you need is a time set up or just a signature administratively.
Yes, just a signature.
If you would, if you don't mind, and with the commission's approval, I'll be glad to sign this, but I'd sure like to read it.
Well, after the discussion that Mr. Finn had with us in open meeting Monday, I would like to have further discussion about this.
Yeah, it's an annual.
Okay.
Yeah, but that might change. That formula will change with his presentation if we decide to pursue it.
Well, that was my question. I don't know if this affects the formula or not, or if it's just something that the state requires, but I will read it. And if you need a motion for me to sign that pending
review,
I'd be delighted to.
Last year there was a motion made.
Okay.
So we probably need to post it then, don't we? Do we need to post it? It's administrative signature. Do we need it? I don't think we do.
Let's just put it on there for.
Just for a quick vote?
Yeah, for a quick vote.
Well, that's what this is, an agenda request form for us to talk about it at the next regular meeting.
Yeah, just.
Let's do that, and it'll give me time to read it prior to that. So will that work? Thank you very much.
Jim has requested to talk about Blancett Road.
County Road?
15 to 30 minutes. It's a county road.
I just want to add it to the road and bridge time we have next Tuesday. Just add it to that. We already have road and bridge scheduled for Tuesday. And just add it to it so we can get some clarification. It seems like there's a lot of confusion.
If that's the case, I'd like road and bridge to pull the history to show that it's county road and for how many years it's been maintained, so that I'll have that information. I know that it's been maintained as long as I'm alive, so thank you.
Mr. Adam Stallcup called. Harlan had him actually give us a call. He wants to come and speak about Aremus Road. And raising it 2 feet due to the flooding.
Who? I'm sorry.
His name is Adam Stallcup.
Oh, Adam. Uh-huh.
Is that something that we could add into the road and bridge time to discuss, since Harlan and Stottle will also be here during that time?
Quite frankly, I think that's something we should defer to road and bridge and then get an opinion from them,
like
as we would anybody else. Rather than coming directly to us, have they been to road and bridge?
Yes, they have. He has spoken with Harlan. They're going to take some pictures and bring them in whenever we get this meeting set.
Where is that portion of Aremus Road? That's the...
I don't have that information. I'd have to speak with
Harlan.
I would
like to know the number of homes there. There's one home, I think, so it's there. And I think there is a back
way. You want to add that to R&B discussion? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Could you also just, with that, get with Randy, and if they're considering a 2-foot elevation, what's the approximate cost that would be? Randy probably can have some preliminary numbers just so we know.
Okay.
Well, you're scheduling for the R&B discussion on roads, correct?
These two items that we just talked
and
about.
And what time do we have them scheduled for, and on what day for this discussion?
Tuesday.
Monday's holiday.
So correct. It's this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
And how much time do we have?
In the morning, I believe it was like an hour.
It's an hour.
Yeah. An hour? And you're wanting to take a percentage of that time to talk about one individual road?
I want to talk about just clarification, yes.
Okay. Then this is going to be an in-house discussion with Road and Bridge, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thought. If we open any individual road, we're going to have 50 people here on one side of an issue and on another. I don't mind discussing, Jim. If we're going to do that.
If it's just
us that's discussing, I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily wanting the public to comment. I think right now I'm trying to understand, because of the openness that we have to do with the Sunshine Law, I need to have a conversation about Blancett Road and understand the history. The same question
you
have.
Good idea.
History and all that. Not necessarily needing the public comment. That's not what I want. I just want to understand, because I think I'm confused about what our obligations are. And if I'm on the same page as everyone else, then I can say the same message.
I can give you a brief history here while we're talking agenda, but I'm not sure that would be appropriate until we have the discussion.
Let's have the discussion.
Okay. We have the discussion. I think we'll have a public comment, the person here.
Powell.
It's not so much a public hearing on this road, it's more of a discussion.
It's one of the items in Road and Bridge discussion between Road and Bridge employees, staff, and the county commission. That's fine.
Powell Road vacate process.
I met with a petitioner, Deb Mundell, who I guess in 2004 came before the county commission to get Powell Road completely vacated. What has happened, just to give you a brief history here, the road is not where it was platted, okay? The road it's an old-time road, but the road's not where it's supposed to be, platted-wise. They were working at the direction of the commission back then to work with our former county counselor to finish the process, okay? I met with her yesterday, and she said it's still not done after 7 years. And so...
Where's this Powell Road at?
By Dana's, as you turn down and there, and it's been a long, lengthy process.
Yeah, and so the only thing traditionally, all vacates are paid by the petitioner, all legal fees and all that. They are operating under a premise that the county's supposed to pay for the legal fees to do the process.
To do the vacation process?
Right, the postings and all that. So that's why I was going to ask if we could just talk about the process of what our obligations have been in the past, because it's been 7 years and it's not done, and it's still got a few more.
And that's fine, but I want to make it perfectly clear it doesn't have anything to do with the county's fault if it not being done.
Well, the process falls in Chapter 228, I think. So
right,
that talks about
it just vacation. And I was very candid with the petitioner yesterday, uh-huh, and said this would be the only road that we haven't paid for, that we pay for the process. Normally, everybody else has their own attorney, their own surveys and their own deeds and legals and all that. So I would just like to have a common, because it's gone so long, so we can tell the petitioner, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
Procedure.
Is that separate from this hour-long discussion with Road and Bridge?
Yeah.
I think it would be.
Yeah, just separate.
Can I post it on Monday or Tuesday
minutes.
Or Thursday?
Yeah, 15 minutes. I think it would be real fast. Right.
Yeah. I'll get a long history with it.
I saw a big file yesterday when I saw it. It's like, oh, my goodness.
We used to have, years ago, and maybe we still do somewhere, a complete file on the vacation process, how it was to be conducted, and what the forms were. So
I think
maybe
it's
we
next
should.
Door.
Okay.
We're in this agenda discussion.
Yes.
That Powell Road will be another topic that will cover that process, and I'll go into all the other things that were to be discussed about Powell Road when we get to there.
Do you also want the history on Powell Road?
No, I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it, and Mr. Paulson has it.
Okay. It's my understanding that you gentlemen need to meet to review candidates for the library board as soon as possible.
Where's as soon as possible? What does that
mean?
That's my understanding from the Monday meeting. Do you just want to get back with me?
I believe that was information that was provided by the people that were here. We will establish a time to start thinking about.
We have 60 days, and so we normally, and I appreciate who submitted the names, but we also normally solicit the media to post that we have are looking for board positions. So, I would like to mention it maybe on Tuesday that we're looking for board members.
Yes, and they submitted a number of great people to be considered. Right. I've already had five other names turned into me for consideration. So I believe we need to set up the process just like you've indicated.
I think Jan and Tyler can help us out there in the radio with getting people to sit on the board.
I think if you just put Jan and Tyler on it to start, that's two, and then... Okay, maybe not.
Review the HPRP report from May for the 45-5.
Oh, if we're going to front them or not. The request from Alan.
Yes, let's have that discussion. 15 minutes.
It's either Tuesday
probably
or Thursday
less than
next
that.
Week.
Yeah.
And that has a deadline, right?
Yes.
Isn't it the 15th of May?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we got to do it either Tuesday or Thursday of next week.
Okay.
Daryl Kuntz with the ambulance district would like to come back before you and discuss F Highway and 160 property.
Okay.
You going to set that up for 15 or 30?
Probably
30
15, minutes.
15 to 30. I believe that's it.
I'll probably have a preliminary discussion. I don't have it on the request form about the park board meeting tonight and K Highway.
Okay. Maybe put it on for next Thursday. I think Tuesday's starting to fill up pretty fast.
Yeah, I know. Just a review is what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be on next Tuesday, but after the park board meeting tonight, I'm sure they'll want me to discuss that.
The form.
Which form?
The sales
tax
form.
It's different than we think it is.
Okay, what you're talking about is the, what she mentioned the word TIF. Is that what you're?
Here's the form, huh?
Yes, what it is the disc that from the state.
Go ahead, Melissa. You have to speak in the microphone.
It's the disc that we get from the state. It has each and every business in Taney County and how much they paid for a specific period. Right. It allows us to query out those businesses that are in the TIF district so we know how much they paid in sales tax. We pay Branson based on those figures. What Rick is trying to figure is actually after we pull those numbers out. So we have to have it before he can even...
Sure, and that's what this form is just a request to receive that information.
That's correct.
Guys, with no objection, I'll sign this form because I use that every year when
that's
I was fine. Clerk.
And that's fine. We were concerned about it being what his discussion.
Nikki, you'll see that the rest of this gets filled out, print name, et cetera. Would you give that to Nikki? Thank you for coming over and explaining that. Appreciate it. Nikki, we're through with the agenda review?
Yes.
Give me just a second, though.
What did we, how did we end up? Did we end up with a full day on Tuesday and then Thursday partial?
So far, I think.
Potential thoughts for future meetings, also gentlemen on agendas, and I don't have a signed request, but I'll be glad to do that I think we need to be chatting about, and I have two or three. Number one, I've had just a ton of calls on nuisance ordinance.
Yes, sir.
Sometime we have to sit down and talk about that. Are you guys ready to do that in the near future?
We'll have to have two meetings. We have to pick up the pieces. Our former counselor was working on some revisions, so we'll have to get that handed over to an attorney and then have that initial meeting and then go to, yeah, it's a multi-step process, but I'm ready.
So the process is to hand over the work that was in progress to another council and then move forward after that? Is that?
So I need to review it first. Yeah.
Then we'll wait for that. Other intergovernmental agreements that the auditor had brought up to me when he was here, I guess that's going to be forthcoming in his findings, but should we wait till after that report? There are a number of things we need to have in place that we currently don't have in place. One of those has been requested is sewer district, for example.
Right. I think we're ready to post that. We got to identify them, because even if the auditor, hopefully we'd catch them all, but there's a lot of intergovernmentals that I think we're lacking or have expired.
Would you like to do that in the near future, gentlemen? If so, let's have Nikki.
We need to pull all intergovernmental agreements.
We may want to assign Nikki first and come back from the not next week, but the week following, Ron, because it may take a while.
Would you bring for me, if you can put this together for next week, a complete listing of what intergovernmental agreements the county is involved in or has been involved in that potentially they should be involved in?
I think that's more than a week's worth of work for her.
Actually, there aren't that many, are there? A half dozen?
Oh, I bet you there's.
Yes.
There's one.
Is there really?
Uh-huh. And review of those and updates on them will be quite a discussion.
I would just like a list of what they are. About.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can think of several with Road and Bridge.
And then we've got some with the
different departments.
Fire district.
Yeah.
Western Fire, and we've got some other.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to find a time where we can talk about these. Can we establish it later in the month, even if it's the 31st or 24th or 23rd?
Pull it together and put it together the weekend. Not next week. Gives you time to pull it together.
Yeah, for the following or whatever.
Yeah.
Week of the 23rd, maybe. Nikki, we could shoot for that.
Okay.
And that's it.
Are there, just a preliminary discussion on the agendas and maybe working in the future, are there any other board members that we have missed or overlooked?
Yes. We've got two vacancies on the airport board, I believe, at least one, maybe two on the airport board, senior board. I'm making contact with the individual that I haven't made contact with the senior board. There's probably four or five.
Okay, the reason I mentioned that is we probably need to schedule that week that it's after, because we're full next week.
Right,
we need
the week following. Nikki.
Follow and put names.
Sorry to be here on the
faces
16th. We want to do this
board
on the 19th?
Yeah. 19th?
How would you like that title?
This is to county board appointments.
If it's all right with you, gentlemen, before we step into this next phase, I'd like to call a 5-minute recess. We'll stand in recess.